This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, we had a nice conversation about Tarek Skubal. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want that. I have a question for people, though, because I just... Obviously, this is a topic that is probably a bad idea because it requires a little bit of nuance. And it also requires an acceptance that multiple things can be true at the same time. And I may see the world one way. It doesn't mean I'm right. And I know that. I acknowledge that. But three times this weekend, I found myself flipping the channels a little bit. Oh, there's a familiar show, SportsCenter. It's like a comfortable blanket or a comfortable pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. And you just want to put on your comfy shoes, walk around a little bit. And all three times I turned on SportsCenter this weekend, I was greeted with something that I give zero F's about. I mean, less than zero. If there were a power ranking of sports, this would come in dead last. And it doesn't mean I speak for everyone. I speak for me. But it got me thinking. I turned on SportsCenter three times, only to damn near turn it immediately when it was WNBA coverage. I'm here for hockey highlights, NBA highlights, MLB, NFL. Hell, show me the Monaco Grand Prix. I'll watch the cars go in a circle for a little bit. Each time, it was seemingly in the couple minutes I'm watching an endless loop of deep dive WNBA discussion and or highlights. I'm not here for it. And none of my friends are here for it. And no one I know in this office is here for it. So again, I'm giving you just a sample size. Clearly, 8 days ago, when Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese met on the court, it was the highest rated WNBA game in 25 years. Now, that's also not saying a lot, but factually, highest rated one they had. Ratings were up 80% last year. Fine enough. But here's my question. Who's watching it? Because it is not a part of the discourse for me and my friends. And obviously, what I am told is the WNBA attracts a younger and more diverse viewership group.
Yep.
Okay, I'm 44-year-old white guy. Hi, white guy. I can't
say hi back, but sure.
Maybe I'm not the audience.
You are not the audience,
but my
Mike.
Question is, who is? Because SportsCenter to me, here's where, who watches SportsCenter? Guys. Who watches WNBA? I don't know. I can't find these people they say are watching. But yet, here it is. And I mean, if you wanted baseball highlights, Rico, flip it on, come back 6 minutes later. It's the same thing.
Right.
First of all, it's their product that they're trying to push.
Because TNT has the NBA, right, and ESPN has the WNBA.
And they're trying to push this. They want to make it the oversaturation. It's like how you got angry at the whole Jason Tatum dressing up as Superman commercial.
Oh, I hated it.
But they put it out there so that you're like, oh, okay, I'm interested. Who is this guy? You're not their target market.
So my question is, people, when you turn on ESPN, and again, here's the other one, ESPN.com. If you just peruse ESPN.com randomly, it is stunning. The absolute avalanche of WNBA content, they are just, you have to go searching for baseball news. It is wild to me. Now, look, they have a business to operate. Clearly, someone's watching. I just don't know who.
Younger people, women. It is diverse. Yeah, and you don't hit any of those categories. So, therefore, for you, it's background noise. But for some, they're into this. I mean, I've watched a couple of plays. I can't say I've watched the entire games.
Tell me everything I need to see because it is not anything I'm interested in.
But it's also something that in our society, once you tell people that this is what you need to watch, people will watch it. Why? Because you're told that this is what you need to watch.
Well, because people are sheeple. They are sheep. They will do what they're told.
It is for an entirely different market than what the original Sports Center was built on. The original Sports Center was built for men to catch up on all the sports.
Something called Sports Center was about sports,
right,
but America really cared about.
But even look at the host. It started off that, wow, when Stuart Scott was on there, it was like, wow, you got a person of color on there.
No, I was thinking more a person of ability. Scott had ability.
No, Mike, but what I'm saying is now everything about ESPN has diversified. So, yes, in the WNBA, it's their baby. They're trying to grow this thing.
So my question is, if you had the same experience I've had, and do you like it? It's not wrong to like it. I don't care if you like it. It's a free country. They showed the highlights, and I'm conditioned to watch a game played above the rim. So when you tell me, you got to look at this sweet finish, and I'm like, that was an underhanded scoop layup. No, it's not for me. But I just would like to know who is watching this. What am I missing?
And I think the biggest thing that people are watching, it's the Caitlin Clark fans who followed her in Iowa, and they are hoping that they keep following. I mean, she goes back to Iowa. She sells out. She sells out whatever arena she goes to play in. So
I read an article today basically begging her, please get healthy soon. Yeah. The league can't function without her. Then what kind of league do you have?
It's why the rest of the league, I'm not going to speak for everybody in the WNBA, but a lot of the other women don't like her because they're like, hey, we were here first. And what about us? And
it's like, yeah, nobody cares about you.
She got you private planes. She got you upgrades and things. She got you living a better lifestyle.
What about us? Yeah, no one cares about you.
So
do you like the money you're making or not?
Yeah, but it's really Caitlin Clark fans. And that's what they're...
I just wonder, does this media push result in anything long-term or not? I don't have the answer. I don't really care. My life will go on.
Look, I know it's different, but I wonder if people back in the 70s were like, what is all this with this NBA stuff? And, you know, why do I care about the Magic and Bird? And they're hoping that they can capture that same magic.
Well, that's why I asked the question. You tell me. I don't think it amounts to anything. Just like the MLS doesn't amount to anything.
Right, but
Racing. I mean, you could say whatever you want, NASCAR, Indy. For a day, people will watch it. It's niche.
Correct.
It's not going to amount to anything. We don't have time in this country for more sports.
Correct. And I realize at the time when the NBA was only three channels out there, but they were tape delay. Nobody followed them.
Yeah, Celtics, Suns, NBA Finals. I know.
No. It's just facts. And then all of a sudden, two players came along that people really identify with, and now look at the league. So they're hoping that this is the genesis. And yes, everything's going to be low right now. But maybe in 5-10 years, you can build an audience and you see where it goes.
No, I wish you good luck on it because all I wanted was my baseball highlights. And I'm just like, I really sat there and I'm going, okay, so who is this for? Like when you turn into Sports Center, who is this for? Because I know I'm out. Like I'm not here for it. And that's okay. They're not there to serve me, clearly. The 44-year-old white guy, I guess, is not ESPN's demographic anymore, you're telling me.
fine. I just view it as I don't care what color you are or what age you are.
No, they're hoping that
football,
you...
Football, baseball, basketball, hockey. End.
No. See, I think they're hoping that you, Mike, as the 44-year-old white guy, will say, you know what? Let me give this a watch.
Yeah, no.
Let me see what this is about.
I gave it one shot.
It's like the
Iowa and LSU played, and I went, I can't do this. And then the highlights tell me the rest because it. I can't watch that. It's not what I want to watch.
You know what the irony is? That game, not that game. You know what the actual game you should have watched? And I know, one, you weren't going to watch it because it was on Peacock. And two, you weren't going to watch it because who Iowa played. But when they...
This is a great sales pitch, by the way.
No, when they beat Michigan State, like, at the buzzer, that game was compelling. Like, a buddy of mine, Chuck, was like, hey, are you watching this? So I turned it on. I'm like, this is actually pretty compelling.
Just, I want to understand, and I want to learn, and I really want to just know, like, are you into this? ESPN clearly is pushing the best. I mean, this is a league that has never turned a profit, but they are all in. And the coverage it gets is something to behold. Mm-hmm. It sure as hell isn't for me, but is it for you? Look, here it is. If you're watching it, tell me.
Think that this maybe will make sense. Think what NBC does when the Olympics come around. They make it seem like you better be watching all of these games because you're going to miss out on history. And most people don't.
Yeah, I don't watch that either.
No, but I'm saying, think of that. When the Olympics come around, NBC pushes everything.
Yeah.
Olympics, 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 because you're going to miss out on history. Look at this. You want to watch this. You want to be here for that moment.
It's all, you know, the other problem too. I mean, the coverage this gets, like this Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese is terrible.
She's not living up to her end.
No, my point is she's terrible. If this is going to be a rivalry, that's like saying Michael Jordan and Spud Webb were rivals. It's not the same thing. This girl's terrible. She can't make a layup.
Spud Webb.
If Caitlin Clark is Michael Jordan, what is she? Olden Polonese? Wow. I'm just saying, like, what rivalry? Okay, one girl hates the other girl. Well, one girl's Michael Jordan. The other girl is Miles Jordan or whatever one of his goofball kids is. They're not the same thing.
Marcus Jordan. No, I get you. And that I think they were hoping for that, and we're not getting that
it's
at all.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
And then the day after it happens, you know, like, you want to read, I don't know, Things I Care About, and it's like 800 pieces about, like, think pieces about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and racism. I'm like, it was a basketball play, and the one player stinks.
Yeah, and I think that, my opinion, Angel Reese is kind of the rest of the WNBA is like, look, we don't want to say anything bad about our bread and butter, but you know what, Angel? You already don't like her, so we'll back you. You say all this stuff about her, but that's how we really feel because she's getting all the fame, and we're not.
So I just wanted to know, and again, I'm not yelling at clouds. I understand the world doesn't revolve around me. I just turned into SportsCenter multiple times this weekend, and I couldn't get baseball, hockey. I couldn't get nothing.
They're hoping you sample it. That's what they're hoping for.
You know what I sampled? The back button.
I'm just saying. They're hoping that you're not their market. You're
buddy, it ain't for me.
You're about 20 years too old for them.
That's fine. I want to know who the market is. I would love to hear from people who go, no, give me more of this. Because I haven't heard from those people. Rigo, anyone I talk to, no one watches it yet. You're told people are watching. I don't know what to do.
For the record, if you're that person, Mike will not yell at you.
No.
248-539-9797. No, because they may be afraid to call because they're
going
to get ridiculed.
No. So I'm only upset that SportsCenter no longer is watchable. There's nothing there for me.
Okay, that in and of itself is where I'm shocked because I can't recall the last time I've even watched SportsCenter.
It's just when you're flipping channels and you're like, look. Wouldn't mind some baseball highlights. You know, didn't watch every game the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Hey, let me get some highlights. Cutscene. It's the St. Louis Valdostas of the WNBA. And you're like, what?
Remember I gave you the Costco cheat code? You're not going to like this, Mike. It's one of the sole benefits of social media. That you could just go out there and get all the highlights
you want. Well, no, I just went to MLB Network and quick pitch and get what you need. But it's just, you know, SportsCenter used to be a snappier presentation.
Yeah, but it's like the Tigers will just give you a two-minute cut of the highlights of their game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, Get David, getpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Get David, getpaid.com. All right. Good to have everybody with us. We want to hit the ground running here. This will not be some granular breakdown of a baseball game on May 28th. The Tigers win. It's what they do. They just keep winning. We will also not be doing Paul Skeens fantasy baseball trades. Sorry, not sorry. We have some things we want to discuss, though. One of which involves Rico's ego. So this is going to be really dangerous. But last night I was watching sports, and more specifically the sport of basketball. Okay. And
it's like, this is David's who said it.
Sports. No. But I wanted to bring something up because I think we have lulled ourselves into a false sense of security about something. And I'm not sure that we're right. And I want to revisit this conversation with a fan base in this town. So I was watching Knicks and Pacers last night. And Tyrese Halliburton had a 32-point, 12-rebound, 15-assist game with no turnovers. Mm-hmm. Do you know the list of players that have done that in a playoff game?
No.
It's Tyrese Halliburton. And that's the list.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were about to say, and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Only three players in history have done a 30-10-15 game. Nikola Jokic, Oscar Robertson would be the other two.
Wow.
But they turned the ball over. It's something we discussed the other day, and it's this idea that we have convinced ourselves in this town, well, Cade Cunningham's superstar. Cade Cunningham's better than, you know, Tyrese Halliburton. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's a goofball. Tyrese Halliburton's in the conference finals for a second straight year. And last night, he put the Pacers on his back.
He did.
And he played arguably one of the great, I don't want to say, like, I'm sure in a first round game somebody's dropped 50, but work with me. Like, a meaningful playoff game deep into the playoffs, that's one of the best performances I've seen in 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
you put a bullet in the Knicks.
Yeah, and you hate to see it. Bing bong. But here's my question. Are we sure Cade is even at Halliburton's level? But moreover, the conversation this summer, we're hurtling towards this, of what should the Pistons do? Sham Charania had a comment that I thought was interesting, and he says he thinks this is going to be one of the wildest off seasons in NBA history. Now, when you factor in that the free agent market is duty, the free agent market is ass, guys. Don't even bring it up. When you weed through the players who all have player options and they're all keeping them, and the best free agent on the market is Kenny Cott, it's going to be trades. Mm-hmm. But here was my question, Rico. Are we sure Cade is as good or better than Halliburton? But moreover, if I'm asking the question, isn't that even more motivation? The Pistons have to be aggressive this offseason. Because here's what fans have lulled themselves into. All of these fake, you know, guys who don't know basketball, who act like they do. Oh, the Pistons just need to be patient. Just let it simmer. We're in a great position. F you. Honestly, the East is wide open. This idea that Cade's a top five player in the league, top 10, he's not. He's very, very good. And he might be a superstar. But man, last night I saw Halliburton do something that I don't think Cade could ever do. Cade averages 5 turnovers a game. Mm-hmm. You know how many games he played this season with no turnovers? 1.
Yeah.
And sure as hell didn't come in the playoffs.
Oh, no. In the playoffs, he was a turnover machine. Like, I think in the elimination game, he had 7. So it's major. I mean,
and this is your guy, so I know this is like a real
no,
warm and fuzzy feeling for you.
No, it's actually something that you said, Mike. I'm going to give you your ego and stroke your ego.
Oh, thank you.
It's the reason why. And I know what you're going to say. You can't win with male pattern baldness. But, but we knew who Trae Young was because on the Bright Lights big stage in New York, Madison Square Garden, he went out there. He took the Knicks out. And the Atlanta team, the Hawks went out and, you know, they tried to build around him, but it failed. Cade had that opportunity, and every time he had the chance to put the Knicks away, he didn't. Whether it was a missed shot, whether it was dribbling the ball off his foot, throwing it out of bounds, like turning the ball over. But you're watching Halliburton, bright lights, and he is giving the Knicks all they can handle and then some. To me, big stage, that's what superstars do on the big stage, is they rise up and they
and
become
Cade could
that
get
guy.
There. Let's
he
be
could,
clear.
Yes.
I think it's the idea of with the summer bearing down on us, how can you hold the opinion the Pistons shouldn't do anything? I can't figure that part out because Kenny said something in the pre-show. Kenny decided to come to work today, which is a real blessing. So it's, listen, you watch the playoffs and you realize how far away you are.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's having that with the Wings and you're watching the Floridas and the Edmontons and the Dallases. And a lot of that is, we seduced ourselves into, well, the Pistons almost beat the Knicks, ergo they would have beaten the Celtics or would have beaten the Pacers. The reality is you're probably not close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of, don't we all have to come together and go, look, it's not going to be good enough to just bring Malik Beasley back. Like, you've got to do something because the yeah. East is, you look, there's going to be a new champ this year, mm-hmm. right? And that'll be 7 in 7 years, which means next year, going to be another new champion. I don't think you're going to see a back-to-back. Now, maybe OKC's got that ability. I mean, again, Rico, they got a million first-round picks. They have Nikola Topic, who hasn't even played in the NBA yet. Right. They've kept him on ice.
The way the Spurs used to do things.
Yeah, maybe OKC is that outlier. But here's the reality. They don't play in the East.
Right.
I wanted to ask the people, as we kind of start the show, an abbreviated show on a Wednesday, Are we sure that we are so comfortable with Cade's status that we don't want to make a move here? Because
It's weird to hear people knock Halliburton. Like, ESPN has got this derangement syndrome with Halliburton. Do you see Stephen A?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not ESPN, it's Stephen A. It's just, and I think it's because he's going up against his Knicks, and he can't swallow his pride to say he's better than Jalen Brunson. He's out there performing each night.
Probably
and
want to swallow your pride and shave your head while you're at it. His hairline starts at the back of his ears.
Take Thibodeau with you.
Well, I'm just saying, it looks like Jerry Rice the late years. Remember so Jerry Rice on the Seahawks?
Yes.
The cornrows started in the back of his earlobes.
So you ever see the side profile of him?
You just got to let it go.
You know what? So long as he stands next to Thibodeau, he's okay.
Truth. Tom Thibodeau, no pride.
Because they showed the back of his head, and I'm like, Tom.
There was an angle last night where the Piggly Wiggly, the pigtail on the top of his head, it was like spatially off of his skull, and you're like, it looked like a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, no. It was the angle. It was for him from behind, and I was like, God. Wow.
Like Tibbs. Wow. Come on, man. Tibbs, just let it go, man. Mama's calling. Right, Bald is beautiful. Even it's okay.
Even Gene Katie's like, you got to let this go.
Right, even he thought it was something. Right. Denny Crum on line four. Right. It was tough.
But now, when I look at this Pistons team, they have to do something because Cade, I think, is ready to make that next step. But then you look at the Pacers team and you're
who's
like,
who's your Pascal Siakam? Who's your Miles Turner?
I was about to say, who's your Nesmith?
Yeah. Oh, failed Celtic, Aaron Nesmith.
But he found his niche there.
I know, but why couldn't he find it with us? He's terrible. But that was my question. Yeah. And I know it's complicated. And I know it's, look, I'm sorry that we're not just going to come on the air and, Tigers win again. Yes, they did. This is what they do.
Where do you get that from?
It's like fake broadcaster voice, and I just hear a lot of it. Like, just talk. You talk for a living. You don't need to push your voice. Let's take me out of town, scoreboard. All right, take it easy.
All right, take me back.
248. Yeah, circle back to it. 248-539-9797. Halliburton has been eye-opening, and it's the direct comp to Cade. Guys that, yes, you could have taken Halliburton.
I'm letting that go.
But no one's mad we have Cade.
No.
But for a time, it felt like everyone, myself included, guilty. Oh, well, Cade's better than Halliburton. The reality is, he might not be. And it leads to the second question of, where do you stand with the Pistons offseason? Because if I have another person tell me, no, we just need to be patient, and Asor's going to have an offseason with no blood clots, as if he's going to blossom into Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just...
Because my thing is, who's your second and third scorers consistently?
I don't know.
I know what I'm going to get with Siakam.
I don't
know. What are you getting me? Asor's not.
I just thought what Halliburton did last night was beyond eye-opening. What he's done in the playoffs, what he's done since January 1... And it's the idea of, okay, look, if you don't have the best point guard in your division, then why are we acting like we're on the mountaintop and we don't need to do anything? No, how about maybe Cade needs help and that'll help him get to the next level? But I wanted to ask, yes, Kenny, you were going to speak on basketball. This is exciting.
No, I wasn't going to speak on basketball. I was going to say
I almost
was,
fainted.
No.
Oh, my God. Kenny has NBA takes?
It's just frustrating because I'm going through the same thing with the Red Wings, and they didn't make the playoffs. And I said it, and like you said, I said it to you pre-show where it's like, I'm watching, you watch Florida tonight. There, it's not close.
No, it's night and day.
It's night and day, and you watch these playoff series, and you're like, man.
By the way, shout out NHL. Ratings down 25%.
I saw that.
It's a nice league.
I saw
but
that.
You know what, Kenny? It was all, for years, it was like following the Lions, where the Super Bowl was not the same sport that the Lions play.
Speaking of Lions, I do have something for Lions fans at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
I made sure, people, this is real. Evan had asked me, I'd said, hey, I've got some interesting numbers from ESPN about the Lions. And he goes, well, tell me this particular number. And I said, I can't because Rico is sitting here and I want organic response. Rico goes, I can leave. And Rico took a walk around the building.
I went out and hung out with Tony Ortiz.
Oi, sports station. All right. So I just saw Tony too. 248-539-9797. I want to get some of the phone calls, get the ticket text coming in. Couple of notes off of a wild NBA playoff game last night, but it has me more emboldened to want to make a move to get Cade more help because, Halliburton's better. And that's okay. They're both great.
Right.
but I want to talk about it. We'll get to a football today, and I do have some Lions stuff for you. Has ESPN thrown some shade at the Lions? We're going to talk about it. Ah, Tigers! Ah! Let's hearken back.
Yeah, hearken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, Get David, getpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Get David, getpaid.com. Welcome in on a Thursday. This is a treat for all of us. We welcome in a man they known as the godfather of sports radio. We welcome in a man who is always on his best behavior in this day part, Mr. Michael Stone.
That's because you crack that whip and make sure I'm on that.
But we do have a treat. Because yes. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you behave yourself and you don't turn into the grandmother from Wedding Crashers,
okay. We
are going to do something called It's Stony Time later in the show. And it's essentially a ball pit
Okay. Where
you get to just unleash all the topics that we said no to pre-show.
Okay.
And Stony, it's Stony Time. Now, there'll be a sounder for it.
Yes.
And then the world is your oyster.
Yes.
All I will operate is not this microphone, but it'll be the dump button.
Okay.
Just in case.
And it will include such things as underwear, graduation parties, and even your favorite, the WNBA.
Oh, super. Also, Kenny, congrats on the NHL's poverty status. But we have a lot to do.
Stoney normally is.
That was a great game last night. What are you talking about, poverty status?
Nobody watches it.
We did. That's all the. Okay. I had enough. Okay. I've had enough of you and your ilk.
I know, but the ratings are down 25%.
Who cares? Who cares about the ratings?
I mean, it's fun to make fun of a hockey fan about. Well, nobody likes your sport.
Yeah, but nobody's liked our sport forever.
Our sport?
Yes. I love hockey. All right. The greatest.
Favorite Broad Street Bully memories.
It's been 50 years since they won the last cup. They're like the Knicks.
That's crazy.
Isn't it amazing? At least they've been to the finals six or seven times. 50 years. May 27th, 1975. That was the last Stanley Cup they won. They went back to back.
Eric Lindros?
He didn't win.
I know.
The
Red Wings. I'm kidding. Listen. You see the mood he's in, people? Uh-huh. No, this is important because we've been living a Snickers commercial. Like, you're not yourself when you're hungry. So Stoney hadn't eaten today. And I'm not going to say what he ordered. It's no one's business. But I will just tell you what I witnessed pre-show. Stoney, it was like the lowering of the yak into the Velociraptor pit in Jurassic Park. And I'm like, Mike, the food ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten today. Are you settled now? Because I know we're starting the show with a Stoney topic.
Mm-hmm.
You've had enough of something.
Yes,
I have had enough. I want to give you free rein because I think I agree with you on this, but please, in your West Bloomfield Lakers gear,
that's right.
Would you please deliver what you've had enough of?
Touchdown, Lakers! By the way, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but I've been moonlighting, not a lot. I turned down many more than I accepted. But I occasionally substitute teach in the West Bloomfield School District.
No. No, you do not.
Yeah.
Are you? Have we not gotten a camera and a wireless mic in Mr. Stone's classroom?
Basically.
What, are you kidding me?
No. Basically, it's babysitting because the teacher calls in sick or whatever, and they leave the lesson plan, which is basically go to your Chromebook, do this assignment. So I sit there on my phone and just make sure everything's. So the other day, I was doing middle school language arts, three classes. I only did a half a day. And so I always say, your teacher's not here today. Mr. Stone, you might know him. Your parents might know me as Stoney or whatever.
Oh God.
But you might know me. I said, yeah, I've been on the radio. I said, but you might know me better if you ever go to any Laker football games. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the guy who goes, touchdown, Lakers. And they, oh, my God, that's you. I said, yeah, relax. Just sit down.
How did we end up here? Just real quick so I can understand.
I don't know.
Because you mentioned the West Bloomfield shirt.
Okay, your mind works in amazing ways. First of all,
well, it's ADHD.
Can I speak to the administrator who said it's okay for you to work in an educational environment?
By the way, it's not too difficult to become a substitute teacher.
Yeah, clearly. You're a living example.
Yes.
So let's just get to this.
Okay.
You've had enough of what?
I've had enough of sports gambling on television. And I'm guilty because I bet occasionally. I mean, I had a four-leg parlay yesterday and lost by 1 point.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your fantasy football team.
Correct.
Right. Anyway, I was reading this morning and doing the voluminous show prep, and Bob Costas kind of avoids sports gambling. I figure it was a typical Costas. I'm Mr. Pompous. I'm, you know, whatever he would stand, he would go. But he explained that when he was a kid, his father was kind of too into sports gambling because he used to set up, as I used to carry, like, you know, the pool sheets around. I used to do that for somebody. So Costas used to do it, and his father told him, don't do it because I got in trouble because I did too much sports gambling. So he was done sports gambling. But when you watch the games, and look, we're guilty. We talk about lines all the time. We do parlays, all that stuff, prop bet, you know, parlors or whatever you call that. What Rico does a lot. Your great podcast, Cash the Ticket. But when you're watching games, do we really need to know what the live betting lines are on every 15 minutes?
No.
Or bottom lines with, you know, the schedules and what the point spread is and, you know, parlays you can take and now ESPN with their own ESPN. I just think it's too much. I'm not against sports gambling. Like I said, I do it. But I imagine, and I want to know at 248-539-9797, is this a turnoff for people?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you know, hey, it's great, you know, don't be an old man. I'm not being an old man.
You're not.
Hell, bookies have been around for centuries.
No, okay. So headline is I agree with you at every step. Like, understand something, too. It's like anything in life. Like, you find a place you like to go eat. All of a sudden, I know you. You're eating there every day. And then you get sick of it.
Yeah, less is
more. It's the same thing with sports betting. I think it hit like a ton of bricks.
It kept a lot of companies like ours in business during COVID.
Sure it did. And it still has a place. It's just one of those things where the way I view it is we've hit the peak. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, cash the ticket.
Right.
Case in point, I've already had meetings with Jim, and I've already told this company I'm evolving that podcast because ultimately, here's the deal: you cap yourself growth wise. There's only a certain amount of people that are going to bet.
Right.
Very few stick with it. Not that that is advisable or not advisable. It all just depends if you can afford it. The reality is, I myself, Mike, I've said this to you: football season, by the end of football season. Look, I do the pod. I try to do a nice job for the people.
Yeah, you do.
But Cookies is the one who enjoys the betting more than me. Like, the rest of the year? No, like, my enjoyment of gambling is on the horses. And that's on an odds basis, and I'm better at it, frankly. But the point is, no, it's too much. I was watching Pacers-Knicks the other night. I don't need live odds in the middle of a highlight where the pregame was X and the live is Y. No, it's too much.
I mean, it was cute. Like,
I know that.
Al Michaels and Brent would, you know, mention lines and over-unders at the end.
Yeah.
But that was before it was legal.
Yeah.
I mean, look, guilty, we used to have, no apologies, we used to talk about it for years. Wojo and I had Johnny Avello on every Friday.
Oh, the Wynn Sportsbook.
Yeah, you know, so people have been betting. This is nothing new.
No,
it's just a proliferation. And because it's so accessible,
it's too much.
There probably is more people who do get in trouble betting.
No, there are,
I'm
a big believer. It's not your job to save everybody.
No, I understand.
Everyone's
that.
An adult.
No.
But has it gone too far? Is it annoying? Yeah, of course it is. I don't run from that. And look, we've even made changes to this show. Like, we got rid of On the Board. That doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It had its time, it had its day. We're done with that. Like, this fall, I don't think we're doing Prop Bet Casino. Don't need it. Like, you have to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So no, as someone who watches sports, oh, I've had enough.
Right.
I don't. It's so over the top. It's so intrusive. And the worst part is, forget about commercials. Look, we work in a commercial environment.
Right.
I know that.
The live reads for these products all the time.
But my point is, when you're talking about watching the game, everyone already has the ability to get whatever gambling information they do or don't want. My God, what they're doing in-game. And forget about signage on the court,
yes,
on the sideline. The commercial, but when you are in the game propagating things, that's where, no, I'm not mad at you at all, and I think you're right. And I mean, we operate a business that I'm very conscious of how this works. Look, cash the ticket, I'm going to reduce the amount of gambling discussion by at least a third. Why? Because I enjoy talking sports with Jim.
Right.
And look, we have the ability to aggregate data and understand what people want to hear and what they don't. Look, maybe we don't need to break down 23 games. We'll reduce it to 15.
Right.
Because I want to talk to Jim more. So no, I'm actively in the headspace you are. You, the people, I'd love to hear from. Like, I don't need pick to stick. I don't need to know about Daniela Bruce's live parlay. Like, none of this, to me, none of it's acceptable.
Right. And believe it or not, I think a lot of those people that you mentioned, Daniela and some of the, you know, they don't want to do it either, but they have to. I mean, look, they are FanDuel.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But when it's in the game,
right,
the question is simple for the people. Stoney wanted to start with this. I don't have a problem with it. He's had enough. Is the amount of sports betting being thrown in your face too much? And I don't think we're doing the topic without being self-aware.
No. I mean, I was guilty last night. When Oklahoma City was up 15 or 8, whatever they were up, I bet them live by minus 15.
No one cares, Mike. You're killing me. But it's the idea of, as a fan, have you had it?
I'm trying to prove that I'm not being a hypocrite.
No,
I do it too.
But it's, have you just had enough?
Yeah.
And look, we're going to continue. I play an active role in scaling back what we do on this show, and I'm altering the pot because I think people have had enough. I know I've had enough. Where it's like, look, you can do it. You can have fun with it. It can make watching a game more enjoyable. But I mean, my God, I feel like Jamie Foxx lives in my living room with the amount of commercials. Could Jamie Foxx make an effing movie at some point?
I know.
248-539-9797. You go finish your lunch. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay.
We'll get the people, because you're not yourself when you're hungry. Okay, it's Friday, and we're not going to get to all the things we have. It's really, really good show planned. So hopefully you guys have a decent weekend. Rico, you're going to play the role of Sinbad minus balloon pants. I hope you're comfortable with that. I know you have a fresh fade. You're feeling good. You're refreshed. We're going to grant some wishes because this is exciting to me.
It is. Hold on, Mike, real quick.
Yes.
Before we jump into that, don't mean to hijack the show, but I got one thing I do want to mention.
You want to tell David to bleep himself?
That comes later.
Okay, good.
We love you, buddy.
Why?
Just want to let you know.
What happened?
This is a safe space.
What happened?
And we all love you.
What happened?
I feel as if I owe you an apology.
Why?
I feel as if I brought an addiction onto you.
Uh-oh.
I feel as if, Mike, you're really getting into your Costco membership.
I am.
Okay.
I love it.
Because when I'm like, where are all the snacks coming from? Where are all the snacks? And then I walk over. And there's a gigantic box.
Yes.
Filled with everything. And I'm like, what? Beef jerky, this, that, Kirkland. Oh, no.
No, I'm guilty.
Oh, no.
Evan was really sad because he didn't have snacks.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, between Evan, your middle name is Snacks. Mm-hmm. It used to be Damon Harrison. It's actually Rico Snacks Beard. So it's you, Kenny, David, and Evan.
Right.
And multiple times I'll go to Evan, who used to have snacks, but never would be anything I would eat because Evan just is on a mission for death.
Yeah.
The point is, I said, we have a day game. If I have time, I'm going to make a snack run for you guys. And we're going to...
Right.
I delivered the mail. What? No. I mean, I can go to Costco right now if you guys really want.
Mike, we're all here because we care about you. You're our friend. We all love you. We're all very worried that maybe this has gone a step too far.
I feel responsible for this, Mike, because I was like, okay.
Vacuum sealer's awesome, by the
way.
Wow. It's tremendous.
Where did all of this? Because David was like, I can't believe I bought something. We got some snacks. I thought it was Evan's little drawer of snacks.
Oh, no.
Evan normally keeps a couple of things in his drawer. I go to look at the drawer, and I'm like, wait, where did all this stuff come from? Did somebody drop off something for the morning show? Oh, and then I'm looking at, oh, no.
Have you actually explored what I've created for Evan? The snack?
Yes, I have.
It's like a trailer of an 18-wheeler.
I felt like the ape from no.
But did you notice? Oh no. This was it's gonna be my wife when she sees the credit card bill.
Buddies, we love you. I feel responsible. So
that's
I felt like maybe we need to have a little bit of an intervention right now before it becomes problematic.
You're right, Rico.
I don't want you to turn into Pookie out there selling turkeys for Thanksgiving.
I was thinking about going tonight.
Because here's the thing, Rico. What you also have to remember with this is, remember Friday before the holiday, and we talked about, you know, it's kind of cold, it was going to be cold, and what are you going to do? And Mike says, no, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna smoke. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna use the grill.
I did.
And then we realize it's because he bought too much from Costco.
No.
That he had to fight through it.
I will have you
Costco,
know.
Costco, man.
Wrong. I was there Saturday morning. I went fresh because I got a vacuum sealer.
And there it
all
is.
All that stuff is vacuum sealed. We're good.
He walked in. Since Norm is dead, Mike is now taking over the spot.
I
have,
yes.
Mike,
you can make as many excuses as you want, and we'll listen to all of them. Yeah. We just want you to know that we're here for you in this
safe space.
Listen, I'll get in the conversion van as long as it's headed to Costco.
We'll stop by Costco. You can pick up a few snacks.
Hold on.
A few.
That's a legitimate, that's an elite snack collection.
That's a pantry.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going for.
That's like the size of somebody planning for the apocalypse if they were like keeping stuff with
Kenny,
them, except it's only snacks.
Kenny, this is what happened to the rest of that Y2K stuff that people had stored up.
Look,
I was like, wait, what?
Oh.
And it was a blend
of healthy snacks, but then Evan snacks.
No, it is, but it was funny because I literally went like, oh, no.
You know, I have one more box in my vehicle I do have to go get. I forgot about that. Actually,
so
hold on. I'll be right back.
I was like, okay.
I mean it. I forgot something in there.
See, we needed the intervention. He has more.
But okay. It's a great variety pack. Okay. I'm sorry.
Here's what we're going to do.
What? Okay? You can't return them.
You get one visit a week. And don't make us cap the card. Okay? We'll go a hard salary cap and put you on a second apron if we
have
to.
Look, I was thinking of doing pulled pork this weekend. You have to let me go. I was thinking of going and putting one on overnight. Come on. It's Stephen Foster preview day at Churchill Downs tomorrow. I was thinking about a little pulled pork.
Yeah, we're going to... Once a week.
Can I go get the other... In the commercial break, rest.
You can go now if you want.
But hold on. You know, Kenny, you're going to benefit from this, and you're impugning my character.
It's not your character, Michael.
You're all snackaholics. I was doing a service for you.
I know. We care about you because...
But I care about value. There was so much value. See,
and we know where this leads. Don't end up in Costa Rica.
See, Mike, it's all about me. You have to say me. You can't point to others. Say me. I have a problem.
But of what? Spreading joy?
Mike, when you point to one other person, you're pointing three fingers right back at yourself, my friend.
Right, so then I'm a Michigan fan, essentially, right? Hold on.
I know you care about us, but we care about you.
But Evan said he wanted granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
How do they even sell 64 granola bars for that price? The value was immense.
It's a granola bar, not 78.
David, it's like 23 cents a granola bar.
There's also a bag the size of an oil drum of candy over there.
That was for Evan because that's an Evan snack. He likes the little candies and things, and it was called the Kirkland Fun Pack.
Mike.
So I threw that.
You're about two more visits away from the pallet of pickles.
Okay? No.
You are. And we're trying to stop you before you all of a sudden come. Okay, but guys, we all like pickles, right?
Mike,
not that many pickles.
I just have to get the last box from the vehicle.
We would love to be talking about the Lions and Tigers right now and what's your favorite thing that you want for them or whatever it is going to do. But now we have to do this. We have to intrude on the sports topic for the Mike intervention.
No. I'm going to one up that kid. That stuff's not important right now.
But how is generosity intervention worthy? None of the stuff is for me.
It's not, Mike. But you're going to go back, and you're going to keep going back.
Yes.
And before you know
it's my favorite place now.
He's going to come in here every week with a new box of snacks.
No. That's supposed to last at least 4 weeks. Now, come on.
You're going to get, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, even the dogs are going to be looking shameful. Like, okay, you know what? There's only enough dog bones that we can eat. Enough. Take a break.
Guys, I brought in these brisket sandwiches for you. This was all for you.
And you all get a brisket, not a sandwich. I cooked each one of you a brisket. Each one.
Someone on text says, soon he'll be selling bulk candy, saying it's for a fundraiser.
All right, hold on. You know how much it angered me when the kids would come through tailgate? Like their deadbeat parents have got their kids hawking candy at tailgates. You know what I should do? I'll duct tape a pallet of candy to the dogs since they don't have opposable thumbs, and I'll send the dogs through the office with a sign, $1. Look, if I just feel like this is a part of the Costco experience.
It is.
It's become my favorite place.
No, it is, Mike, but what we're saying, it can become addictive. And then that's where you end up with half the things in your cart. You don't even know. This is when all of a sudden that woman who's pushing whatever product, you're like, how did I live without this?
I'll give you an example. So Kenny likes Girl Scout cookies. Okay. So I saw like a 10-pound bag of these Girl Scout cookie mini balls that are like the mint chocolate chip ones. And I go, well, that's for Kenny. And I grabbed the bag. This is an act of selflessness. I'm basically just David, except he just tells Bible stories. I actually do the Lord's work.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Not Kenny. I bought you a bag of candy. I bought you a 10-pound bag.
It's the only size they came in. That's it. I don't make the rules.
I know you don't, buddy.
But I do have something. I got to get it.
But
let me go get it.
But it was just, I was like, Where are you guys getting all of this stuff?
Does this happen to everybody, or is this a me thing?
No, it happens to everybody.
It does happen to everybody.
And that's why we're saying now, not that you can't enjoy it because it's a fine experience, but you have to be careful because you will come home with things that the wife will be like, take it back. Take it back.
Well, I did catch a light critique about.
Hold on.
I caught a light critique about you bought more seasonings. I'm like, listen, value. This is just. That was actually her when she saw I bought another dry rub.
So
I can throw the number out. We can get to our topics, but I'm fine with this. I feel like as long as it's generosity based, this is not, I haven't walked out with like egregious things for the household.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
But what we're saying,
I love the vacuum sealer.
I told you.
It's tremendous.
And you made fun of me. And I was like, man, I kind of feel like, you know, I was the pusher here. Like,
it's great.
I've turned him into something. And
listen.
Now I look and you've changed your name to Diamond.
Are you really sure? But hold on. When you reanalyze the snack bin I've provided the crew, did I really go over the top, or was it more about future planning and catering to everyone's needs?
If that's it.
Well, there's one more thing.
I was going to say, we're good until January.
No. I thought that was going to last until 4th of July. That was my goal.
No.
We'll still be snacking on granola bars watching the Lions.
Evan wanted those, but I admit I couldn't decide between them because granola bars are not my thing, so I bought three varieties.
And here's the thing. I know you, and you're very generous. You are extremely generous. I was just singing your praises yesterday. Like, guys, Mike is a lot more generous than now. The gruff experience that you get on the radio. Like, he really cares about
I have
people.
A job to do.
But you also do things a little over the top.
I do. I know. It's
and as soon as I looked at that, honestly, that the first thing I was like, David, oh no.
Well,
what have I done?
I
have failed you.
It's my favorite place.
Mike, it's not your fault.
I love
Mike,
it. And the people are so nice.
Mike, it's not your fault.
Well, here's the thing, Rico. Here's the thing. Let him go get this box, and then when we return, Evan has a script for how this played out on Saturday. He's going to read the script on how this played out in Costco on Saturday.
Okay, I don't know what that pertains to, but away we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.